Rich and Famous, The Further Adventures of George Stable by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by August Ross. Chapter 1.
Well, what are you going to do, George?
Stanky said.
Commit suicide, probably, I said.
We were lying around Stanky's room, messing the place up with banana slushes we had made in his blender.
Good thinking, Stanky said.
You think I'm kidding? I said. I slurped at my banana slush.
Why do you have to go to music camp this summer?
Because I want to, Stanky said.
Besides, what difference does it make? You aren't going to be around.
Maybe I will be, I said.
What time are you supposed to meet Woody?
At 3 o'clock, I said.
He says this guy is the biggest guy in the record business in New York. He says to be their punto, baby.
Woody Woodward was always saying stuff like baby and groovy and being places punto, which is Spanish for being on time, I guess. Although I'm not too sure, because I got a D in Spanish.
I don't know why you're so worried about it. You keep saying that nothing ever comes from these big deals that Woody has. What about that television show you were supposed to be on? What about that movie you were supposed to be in?
I was supposed to be in it for a minute, I said.
Well, anyway, Stanky said.
Yes, but this one might work out. I have a feeling.
Come on, George, Stanky said. You had a feeling about that movie, too.
I put my banana slush down on the floor beside Stanky's guest bed, where I would be sure to kick it over if I forgot and got up suddenly, and lay down on my back. I was feeling pretty gloomy.
Well, I didn't have the same feeling about that movie. I just have a feeling.